You are listening to 97.9 The Hill. I am Aaron Keck. This is Victor Lewis joining us here now in the studio to catch us up on what's trending out there in the world. Hello, good day, good morning.
Hello. Ooh, I like that. That's fun. Hello, good day, good morning. Yeah, I'm going to start saying that. I'm going to steal that. That's mine now.
And in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Good night. Yeah. So, as per usual, I don't entirely know what I'm going to do with this or where we're going to go. So, I'm just going to read the headline. $100 million ad campaign aims to make Jesus Christ the, quote, biggest brand in your city, quote.
Bigger than John Lennon?
The biggest brand? Bigger than Coca-Cola? Bigger than Apple? Bigger than Amazon? I don't think you can do that with a $100 million ad buy, but that's just me. Really, what I want to talk about is the He Gets Us ad campaign and accompanying website.
Uh-huh.
And the fact that they are using...
Is he Jesus in this case?
Yeah.
Okay.
He does indeed get us mocked by elites, betrayed by friends, imprisoned by politicians, killed by the authorities, and he forgave them all. He gets us. Branded Jesus Christ, TM, Christ Industries, LLC. The reason that I brought this up is...
Worth a shot, I guess.
I mean, yeah, sure. I bring this up because of the SNL sketch. Papyrus. You've seen the one I'm talking about. I think it's Ryan Reynolds, and he's, like, really angry about the papyrus font being used in Avatar and hookah shops, and he's, like, chasing down the graphic designer who made the papyrus font, the Avatar font.
I know the sketch, but I don't think I've ever, sat down and watched it.
I just wanted to draw attention to the fact that HeGetsUs.com is using
the
same exact font from the notable Marvel Universe X-Men-related flop The New Mutants.
Okay.
They're using that exact same paint stroke font, and I just think that's kind of funny that of all the fonts you would choose the edgy New Mutants font.
Right.
Yeah, that's just
fair.
Kind of where I wanted to go.
You could do, like, all lowercase Helvetica, like Amazon and Crumble and all of these other...
a nice gothic font, I feel like, would have taken you far here. Kind of like a bank, but a little scarier. I don't know. I mean...
I don't think you want this to be like a bank, but a little scarier.
That's just the church.
If you want it to
be... like the bank, but a little scarier.
Well, right, but like this is like the new rebrand, so you want it to be like a new tech company with a really minimalistic logo and like some of the vowels removed.
See, removing vowels is really what we needed here,
yes.
I think. But other things that we need is to talk about the ongoing email scams that we see in the modern age. I remember when I was at UNC circa 2014, 15, whenever that was, right before I graduated, I ran across for the first time a new version of the Nigerian Prince email scam where it was a man who was trapped on the International Space Station and his company's space agency had gone under. They were running in the red and they didn't have enough money to bring him home, so he was crowdfunding enough money so that someone could fly him back down to Earth.
Isn't this just the plot of the film The Terminal starring Tom Hanks?
Except in space.
In space.
So infinitely worse.
Yes.
And yes, I'd never even tracked that, but it's very similar. Someone finally got by this scam, and one person getting God has been enough to make news, not
right.
National here just yet, because it happened in the UK, but we're starting to see some little trickles of it of folks just being like, wow, someone really did pay $30,000 to get an astronaut back down to Earth. But in this version, it's a Russian astronaut who needs to pay rocket landing fees specifically to the United States, which I think it's funny that the United States is like the villain in this situation.
Of course.
Of just, you can't land if you don't pay the fees. I'm sorry. That's how that is. Otherwise, we can't pick you up. Can't really help you out, boss.
I mean, what is America to the rest of the world if not a dollar sign and maybe a gun?
It made me think just a dollar sign, a gun, and a cheeseburger.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
It made me think about our long parking spot discussion and just really linking this all home of, man, if you want to park your vehicle anywhere, there's going to be some fees involved, whether that's your car at Chapel Hill or your International Space Station reentry capsule.
Was the scam like just send me $30,000 or was this person going to get something in
there's
return?
There's a romance element involved in it. Honestly, it reads like a soap opera. I'm continually fascinated with these things, and how the scam works is I was looking through social media profiles and I saw yours, and I just really feel like we would connect and get along. And did I mention that you're beautiful? But I'm
trapped in space.
I'm trapped in space. So I just need a little bit of help. And then maybe we could go on a date. I'll take you out for coffee.
Isn't this the plot of the film Passengers starring Chris Pratt?
That's much scarier. I'll tell you right now, if we're on an interstellar flight and I'm supposed to be asleep for 60 years and you wake me up and expect me to live out 40 with you, I'm going to throw you out the airlock and I'll live out those years alone.
Depends on who you are, I guess.
Don't wake me up. I don't care if you're in it. Pratt? Isn't that who?
Chris Pratt, yeah.
It's Pratt and Lawrence, right?
Think so.
Yeah. Don't you dare wake me up, Chris Pratt.